May I have your attention, please? Attention! This is the head of ranch security. We have just received alarming information about the movement of coyotes in our area. As of this moment, I am placing the entire ranch under coyote alert, condition red. This is not a test. Repeat, this is not a test.
Did I mention that when I made this announcement, everyone and everything on the ranch stopped and listened? Maybe I didn't mention it, but it's true. All activity stopped when my voice boomed out over those speakers, and we're talking about birds, crickets, worms, dogs, humans, chickens. Every living soul on that ranch fell into a hushed silence, and all at once every ear was listening to, well, to me, you might say. And I must admit that it gave me a little thrill, you know, announcing a serious emergency over the speakers of my mind and hearing my voice echoing through the silence of the morning. When I saw the chickens on the ranch staring at me, frozen by the sound of my voice, terrified by my announcement, well, it was kind of fun, to tell you the truth, and it reminded me once again of the awesome power of my position as head of ranch security. I turned back to the rooster. All right, JT, we're under coyote alert. Now let's put your testimony under the microscope and zoom in for details.
I ain't got a microscope.
I'll handle the microscope. You provide the details.
Sure. Ask me anything you want. My life's an open book.
Facts, JT. We need facts and tiny details.
All right. Here's a detail for you. A chicken gizzard works 23% better with crushed oyster shell than with ordinary barnyard gravel. A lot of chickens don't know that.
Coyotes, JT. What about the coyotes?
Huh? Well, they probably don't know it either. They don't use gravel, don't you see? They don't have a gizzard. Coyotes don't.
A snarl formed on my lips. Did Elsa see two coyotes or not?
Huh? Of course she did. I already told you that. And they weren't pecking for gravel.
Are you going to give me a detailed description or not?
Well, sure. But you don't need to screech.
I'm not screeching. Description.
Well, let me think here.
He cocked up one leg and balanced himself on the other.
Little bitty pieces of rock, kind of like sand, but bigger.
What are you describing?
Gravel. That's what you wanted to know, wasn't it?
Quit blabbering about gravel. I don't care about gravel. Describe the coyotes and be quick about it.
Already did.
Well, do it again. This is an interrogation and I'm looking for holes in your story.
There ain't any holes in my story, but you know what? We've got a hole in the west side of the chicken house that you could throw a cat through.
Describe the coyotes.
All right. Let me see here. There was two of them.
Great. Now we're cooking. Describe the two coyotes.
Well, they looked like coyotes. Or dogs. Had eight legs.
Eight legs? Maybe they were spiders.
No, sir, they weren't spiders. Elsa knows a spider 'cause she eats them all the time. Not me, brother. You want heartburn? Eat a spider. No, they was coyotes, all right. And they had eight legs. Four apiece.
The air hissed out of my chest. I thought you said, never mind. Go on. What about size?
Oh, yeah, they had size. Both of them did.
What size, JT? I want a complete description.
Well, let me try to remember what she said. One of them was, well, about your size, I'd say, but the other one was smaller.
Great. What color were they?
Well, let's see here. One of them was, well, about the same color as you, but the second one, he was white.
I stopped taking mental notes and stared into his weird rooster eyes. White? Coyotes aren't white.
Well, too bad, 'cause this'un was white. And furthermore, he had a stub tail.
A stub? I ran all this information through data control. A moment later, a message appeared on the screen of my mind, and it confirmed my darkest suspicions about this interrogation. It said,
"Witness has just described two dogs, not coyotes. You and Drover. Ha, ha. Boy, did you fall for that one. Ha, ha.